listening to the world leader in polka entertainment. PolkaJammerNetwork.org.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hey, call your friends. It's time for Crankin' Polkas. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Crankin' Polkas with your host, Ray the Able Guy Skorka, here from our studios in Emerson, New Jersey, on this Sunday, September 10th, 2017. We've got a show for you today on Crankin' Polkas that I'm sure you're going to enjoy. But before we get to the music, I want to take this time right now to extend best wishes to a friend of mine, Greg Komishak, here from Passaic, New Jersey. I understand Greg just had triple bypass surgery. He is doing well. He's recuperating at home. But, Greg, it was nice to get that email from you, and I'm happy to hear that you're doing well. Hi also down there in Florida to Rita Bricolo, down in the villages in Florida. As I'm recording the show on September the 5th, we know that Irma is projected to take that path toward Florida, and we're hoping that everybody down there is safe and sound from that hurricane. This has been some hurricane season, hasn't it? Unbelievable. But listen, right now, let's get started with today's Crankin' Polkas. We've got a three on the theme coming up. We've got some coming out of the closet songs for you, as usual. But we're going to begin today's show with an oldie by Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music Makers. We're going to do Lawrence Welk's version of the Champagne Polka. Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music Makers with the Champagne Polka. Let me tell you that this show is being recorded on September 5th. As I told you last week, we have a lot of work-related assignments, and then we're supposed to be traveling to Florida for 2 weeks, Donna and I, but judging on this hurricane forecast, I don't know if we're going out this weekend or not. We'll have to see what the weather brings. But at any rate, this show and then the shows for September 17th and September 24th are already recorded. So if you've got any birthdays or anniversary announcements or anything else that's special that you want me to do, make sure that, you can make sure of anything right now. If you haven't gotten them into me by now, then you'll have to wait till we do our first show in October on October the 1st. Let's get back to some music.
Tell your friends and crank it up.
Vitkovsky with the Beauty Contest Polka, a Music Zone recording called Top Shelf Polkas.
Mm-hmm.
an oldie but a goodie. We went old school on that one by Bernie Vidkovsky and his orchestra. And that was called the Beauty Contest Polka, which was actually a medley of polkas that Bernie put together playing for a beauty pageant so that when the contestants would come down the runway, he would have a medley of tunes that he would perform for them while they were doing their modeling things. Al Pogorelitz from Clifton, New Jersey. It was nice hearing from you by email this week. I always appreciate you getting in touch with the Able guy here. And Al is a regular listener to Crankin' Polkas here on Sundays, and we appreciate all the nice comments, Al. And speaking of Clifton, New Jersey, my buddy Greg Komishak, who's just recuperating from that open-heart bypass surgery, wants me to remind you that today, September 10th, the Eddie Begay Heroes Orchestra will be at St. John Canty's Parish Picnic in Clifton, New Jersey. They're located at 49 Spear Avenue. So if you're in that area, the kitchen opened at 1 o'clock for some food. So come early, have some lunch there. Great Polish food and American food. And the band will be playing from 2 to 6. That's right, Eddie Begay, Chuck Pendrak, and the rest of all his heroes at St. John Canty Church in Clifton, New Jersey. Breaking news, cranking out something new for you. Here they are, Nathan Newman and Allie Lang from their new CD called When I'm Dancing With You. This track is titled Good Thing Going.
This is Rich Succhio of the Polka Shindig Show. Make sure you tune in Ray's Skorka Show, Crankin' Polkas, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. For the best in polka music, Ray can sure crank them out.
Thank you there, Rich. That is Rich Sukil. Of course, he hosts the Polka Shindig here at 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Try 9 a.m., Ray. Where are you thinking here?
Rich Sukil's on the Polka Jammer here on Sundays from 9 to 11 a.m. with his Polka Shindig, followed by Jimmy Sturr from 11 till noon with Polka Session. And then from noon to 1, it's the bad boy, Eddie Biegai, with the Retro Show. And yours truly, Ray Skorka, the able guy, here with Crankin' Polkas, from 1 till 2 o'clock. Lots more great entertainment the rest of the day. 2 o'clock is Joe Wondolowski with Polka Celebration. 3 to 4 is the WERG simulcast with various IJs. From 4 to 5, it's Jim Kucharski with Chainsaw's Polka Madhouse. From 5 to 7 p.m., Hot American Polkas with Kenny Olwen. And from 7 to 9 p.m., Dick Ozimek with Cousin Ozzy's Basement.
This is Stashu. Let me take a walk to the closet. Here's something I think you'll like, Ray. Let me toss it to you.
I got it, Stashu. Thank you so much. Wow. Hey, this is going to be a good one today. Good choice, my friend. I have a recording on the Rex record label. It's stereo LP777. Well, there's a lucky number for you. And it's by Hartford's smartest polka band. I know it because it says so right here on the record jacket. Johnny Mako, Hartford's smartest polka band. And the album is called Polka Jubilee. It's got 12 polkas and obedics on here. And it says vocals are by Josephine and Vasil. And we've got one of the polkas we're going to do right here. You know, a little while ago, I announced that Dick Ozimek is part of the Polka Jammer Network lineup here on Sunday nights. And the polka we're going to play, we're going to dedicate to him because his show is titled Cousin Ozzy's Basement. And this is going to be Cousin Ozzy's Polka by Johnny Mako and his group, Hartford's smartest polka band. So enjoy the Cousin Ozzy Polka.
Johnny Manko, Hartford's smartest polka band. That's right, from a record called Polka Jubilee, and that was the Cousin Ozzie's Polka. I'm going to guess that this record was recorded probably in the 1960s because it says on the back of the record album that these albums are available in 8-track cartridge tapes for car or home use. And for those of you boys and girls out there who aren't quite as experienced as I am, 8-track tapes were these cartridge tapes that you used to push into a 8-track tape player, and the tape would play on a continuous loop. They had all the songs of a record album on them, but they were horrible because they used to, if you left them in the car, they would just kind of disintegrate and melt. And if you just didn't take good care of them and put them back in their little boxes, they would all come apart and unravel. What a mess they were. But they were the technology at one time back in the 1960s.
You're listening to me, Ray Skorka, the Able Guy, here on Crank and Polkas. Like our Facebook page. Go to Facebook and put Crank and Polkas in the search bar. Or email me at ablepolkas@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. Now stay tuned for lots more good music on the Polka Jammer Network.
Yeah, let's get going with some more music here on the Polka Jammer Network. We've got something brand new for you.
Breaking news, cranking out something new for you.
Rick Gazda is on the horn right now. That's right. He's on the clarinet with a song called The Swirling Clarinets of Bedeck from his new CD, The Living Room Sessions. Fans, we are getting closer and closer to that date on September 30th when the Beat and the News are going to be performing in New Jersey at the Independence Fire Hall on Cemetery Road in Great Meadows. Remember, that dance goes from 5 p.m. until midnight. Advance tickets are $17 and $20 at the door. Call Mike Pekowski or text him at 908-209-9843 to get your reservations in now. And if you want to, you can also email him at mpuco@optonline.net. And that's mpuco@optonline.net. Also, to let you know, Jimmy Sturr on Tuesday the 26th
is going to be performing in Calico, New York around lunchtime at the Villa Roma. You can check Jimmy's website for information on that because I don't have a time for that. And on Saturday, October the 7th, Jimmy and his band will be performing for the Oktoberfest at Hunter Mountain in Hunter, New York. Again, I don't have a time on that, but you can check with Jimmy Sturr. And or you can email me, and I'll try to get you the information, too. Don't forget, the email here is abelpolkas@gmail.com. And on September 30th also, music by the New Brass Express will take place at the Holy Spirit Party Center in Parma, Ohio. Their music will be going from 8 to 12 p.m. This is a special fundraiser to benefit the Greater Cleveland Fisher House. So just a couple of things happening here during the month of September.
It's time for Three on a Theme.
Here's a Three on a Theme today, the Tuneful Trifecta, or the Tote, as we like to call it. This one's near and dear to my heart because this is an accordion player's theme. We're going to do three songs that feature accordions in them. The first one will be by the Polka Family Band from a 1997 recording called Family Favorites Volume 1, and we're going to do the Accordion A-Go-Go. The second tune will be brand new from Randy Kozlowski, and Bad Enough, we're going to do his song, The Accordion Man Polka, from the new CD titled Manifesto, and we'll conclude with that talented clarinetist, Chuck Pendrak, who is going to do the Accordionette Polka. It's the clarinet polka, but Chuck does it on the accordion. He is a great accordionist, plays so many instruments, the accordion, the clarinet, the trumpets, the saxophone, just goes on and on and on. And these are good luck songs, I think, because the years that these were recorded all end in a 7. That's right. The Accordion A-Go-Go by Polka Family was from a 1997 recording. Randy Kozlowski's recording of Accordion Man is this year, 2017. And Accordionette Polka by Chuck Pendrak was recorded in 1997. So you have three albums that were all done with 7s at the end of the year. And remember, the Coming Out of the Closet song we did earlier tonight was on a Rex recording, LP777. So here we go with a Three on a Theme that's near and dear to my heart, the Accordion A-Go-Go, Accordion Man, and Accordionette.
I know my parents always wanted for me the very best, but I just can't quite figure out why they chose to strap a transmission on my chest. As a kid in the kitchen, I'd play my mama's song. A wooden spoon on her pots and pans, the drum solo lasted all day long. Then she called Joe the accordion guy. His studio was down the street. Instead of drums, a box he brought the day my folks he came to meet. He squeezed out a polka, and they were sold. Accordion lessons, I didn't argue, I was only 5 years old. Ah, days in school. Living the accordion life, it's tough to be cool. When the guys came over to ride bikes and play, I was indoors practicing my squeezable Steinway. Lessons with the Polish Kid, and then I discovered Eddie B. The decisions that followed pretty much kept me in polka poverty. I hit the road with many a band. I made a lot of friends and traveled miles. I practiced hard. I learned my craft. I've had my share of musical trials. I used to play for the folks and what they liked to hear. I used to play for exposure, or maybe just a couple beers. These days, I play for me, this box, you see? And I want you all to discern it. I play for me, my music, you see, because I know that I've earned it.
there you have it, our three on a theme today with the accordion theme. That last one was the flying fingers of Chuck Pendrack playing the accordion, not the clarinet, on the accordionette polka. And before that, we heard Randy Krajewski singing his Accordion Man polka, which is probably one of the most creative pieces of music that's come out in polka music in quite some time. And we began with the Polka Family Band with the accordion Agogo, featuring Kevin Selecki on the accordion from a 1997 record album. I really dug that trio of tunes today, but then again, I'm an accordion player, so I guess I don't know any better.
Screencasting polkas around the world and across the universe, the Polka Jabber Network.
Hey, for you Abedic fans, let's go a little old school right now. Here is Ray Bujilic and his orchestra with Susie's Abedic. All right, thanks to Bud Hudetsky there with Susie's Abedic. On last Monday, I guess. Yeah, that was Labor Day, right. On Monday, we had the opportunity to have a barbecue at the Jimmy Sturr Ranch there out in Florida, New York. And we happened to see Ernie and Patty Daigle there. They were invited, and Ernie told me about his daughter's house in Texas, in Houston, from Hurricane Harvey, and they were just devastated. And there's going to be a big fundraiser for the Daigle, Kintz, and family out there in Houston, Texas. But the fundraiser is going to be here in the East Coast at the American Legion Post in Chicopee, Massachusetts, on Saturday, October 7th. And the polka country musicians are going to be performing at the fundraiser. You can contact Ernie or Patty Daigle for tickets. Their number is 413-592-0367. And again, that goes to Diana Daigle-Kintz and her family. And hopefully you're taking care of any donations you can to help those people out there in Texas from Hurricane Harvey. Also at the barbecue, Jimmy had a lot of guests, but Eddie Begay was there with Ms. Vicky. That's right, the bad boy and Ms. Vicky, and Andy Sitkowitz and his wife, Ala. Andy, of course, hosts the polka party here on the Jammer on Saturdays at noon. And I had just such a wonderful time, Donna and myself, talking with Eddie, Vicky, Andy, and Ala, and all the other guests that were there at Jimmy's house. They do some fantastic job when they have their barbecues at his place. time here on this Sunday's Crank and Polkas. So let's wish some happy birthdays going out this week.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, John, in the background. But we don't have any Johns. But we do have Jeff Hines, that great drummer from Ringle, Wisconsin. He's celebrating a birthday this Wednesday on September the 13th, as is one of my colleagues at the New Jersey Education Association. Happy birthday to Mary Franz on Wednesday. Mary's from Morrisville, Pennsylvania. And this Saturday, September 16th, we've got a happy birthday going out to that great polka band leader from Ludlow, Massachusetts, LRG, Lenny Gamulka, celebrating his birthday this Saturday. Happy birthday to Jeff, Mary, and Lenny this week from yours truly, the Able Guy, and all of our listeners at Crank and Polkas.
On your special day.
Orchestra. They're recording with the Jordanaires. It's called Cinderella.
My polka Cinderella, I met her just by chance while dancing to the polka at a village dance. Oh, she could dance the polka. We danced as midnight near, and just like Cinderella, she didn't give a warning, she didn't leave a shoe. But I remembered one thing, the polka she could do. I'll always dance the polka, and someday just by chance I'll find my Cinderella at a village dance. Cinderella, I met her just by chance while dancing to the polka at a village dance. Oh, she could dance the polka. We danced as midnight near, and just like Cinderella, she smiled and disappeared. She didn't give a warning, she didn't leave a shoe. But I remembered one thing, the polka she could do. I'll always dance the polka, and someday just by chance I'll find my Cinderella.
This is Stashu. I think it's time to do that second song from that record that we took out of the closet today. What do you think?
Let's do it now. This is by Johnny Menko, and he's got Hartford's Smartest Polka Band. I know it because it says so right on the record cover here. This is from his album titled Polka Jubilee, and we're going to do a polka that kind of has a little yeah feel to it. This one is titled We Know Where You're Going.
Oh,
Manko and his orchestra coming out of the closet today on Crankin' Polkas from the album on Rex Records called Polka Jubilee. And that was We Know Where You're Going.
You're listening to Crankin' Polkas. Ray Stork is your host, and he's here on the PolkaJammerNetwork.org every Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock Eastern Time.
Thank you, Bill. You make sure you listen to Bill's show here on the Jammer Saturday night, starting at 6 o'clock for 2 hours from 6 to 8 p.m. Remember, the PolkaJammerNetwork.org for the best in polka entertainment.
Breaking news, cranking out something new for you.
Here's something new by Box On. Their most recent CD is called Listen to the Music, and this is a pretty waltz. Something different for Box On? It's called White Roses.
Mam w ogrodzie swoim piękne róże wie.
with the beautiful White Roses Waltz. Let's hear from Bob Zielinski. Here's the Mary Ann Polka. Here's a polka called the Farewell Polka, and it's almost time for us to say farewell. Enjoy it!
Давай! ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. Please drive carefully and arrive home safely.
Well, you know that we live on polka time, and the clock says that our polka time today is done for this version of Frank and Polkas. This is just a reminder that the shows for this coming Sunday, September the 17th, and the following Sunday, September 24th, are already recorded. So if you have any requests that you'd like to get to me, send them to abelpolkas@gmail.com. But remember, they probably won't get on now until the October 1st show. I hope you enjoyed today's show, everybody. We got to get out of here. But remember, there's more that unites us than divides us. And may you always be able. Until we get together again, I just got to say for now, bye-bye, everybody. God knows I tried, but I can't get enough of living on